This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. If you're listening to this on Sunday morning, then right now, AREG members are setting up for a high-altitude balloon launch at the Mount Barker High School Oval. This is a smaller launch than we typically do, flying a few experimental tracking payloads. We're planning for a 10 a.m. launch, with the flight predicted to be heading to the east and landing near Bow Hill. You can help track this flight at home using our Horus binary telemetry reception software and a 70cm SSB radio or an SDR. For details on this and how to track the flight online, check out the blog post on the AREG website at areg.org.au. Also coming up in the AREG calendar is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which for June will be held on Friday the 14th of June to avoid clashing with the Riverland Paddling Marathon, which many club members will be attending. Hunters arrive at the start a bit after 6 p.m. and depart at 6:30 p.m. Our start location is the Beaumont Road car park, just off South Terrace in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39, and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. We're also looking for volunteers to help hide the fox transmitters. If you're interested in giving the hunters a bit of a challenge, please contact Mark at vk5arg@areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last weekend's car rally went off really well. With 14 cars entered, it was a good field for a local event and a good variety of cars entered. From Subaru WRXs to a Toyota Starlet and a Falcon Ute. As our club president, Peter, VK5BE, was the event director, he was unable to run the communication side of things, and so James, VK3JBM, came over from Horsham to step up and coordinate all of us radio people, and a mighty fine job he made of it. At times, signals were a bit patchy as a number of us were using handhelds to get into our repeater at the bluff, but James calmly and quietly requested repeats where necessary and the job got done. There were a number of cars that got bogged or broke down, but the majority of the field finished the event without any major dramas. Yet another enjoyable Southeast Automobile Club event completed. Of course, our full attention now turns to our 2024 annual convention. Our guest speaker is now locked in, and Norbert, VK5MQ, who has recently returned from his third sojourn to the Antarctic, where he signed as VK0AI, will be describing the differences between life here at home and in the frozen environment of Casey Station on the Antarctic mainland. This will be of interest to all because his talk will be focused on living conditions and the challenges that these provide, rather than just talking about his amateur radio exploits. Guy from VK Radio will be in attendance with some Yaesu gear, and a representative from App Vision will also be here having made the trip from Sydney. They will, hopefully, have some of their high-end test equipment on sale, as well as some power supplies, etc. The homebrew competition will again be a feature of the day, and so, if you have a project that you think worthy of entry, contact the organisers now. You never know, it may win a prize in one of the numerous categories. There will be really good door prize, and there are some great prizes to be had in the numerous raffles. The three-course Sunday night dinner, which takes place after the fox hunting prize presentations, is the social highlight of the weekend, so don't forget to book for that. Full details of the convention can be found on our website at serge.org.au. That's all lowercase, serg.org.au. Just click on the Convention 2024 page on the left-hand side. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Not a lot happening over this last week. Had a good group of 10 at the Friday lunch at the RSL. Good discussion and fellowship amongst everybody. Even had a few non-regulars. I spent some time with Brian, VK5TBC, after lunch and programmed the channels in his new Quanxing radio. For those of you purchasing the Quanxing UVK5 brackets 8 and equivalent radios, we have a tip that may save you some angst. It might be a good idea to put your call sign in your name or as a comment if you can. A member has had his held up in customs as they seem to think that it's a non-compliant radio to be brought into Australia. Well, it is if you are a licensed ham operator. Don't forget that we have the public buy and sell coming up on Saturday the 13th of July at the Marion RSL, same place as last year. Cost will be $10 per table for sellers with two wristbands and $5 entry for buyers. If you want to reserve a table, please drop an email to secretary@ahars.au and let Jeff, VK5JB, know. Catering will be available from Anthony, the chef in the kitchen. 8:30 entry for sellers and 9:30 entry for buyers. We'll have three door prizes this year. You have three chances of winning a Quanxing UVK5 brackets 8 VHF UHF handheld radio. A great prize. And like last year, we'll need a few trusty members to assist with setup on the Friday evening. At least this year, we'll be able to get in a little earlier than previous years. If you can help, either on the Friday night or early on the Saturday morning, please let Jeff or myself know, secretary@ahars.au or president@ahars.au. I still have badges for the following people to be picked up. Rod, VK5ZKR, Trevor, VK5ATH, and Christopher, VK5CL. I'll give them to you next time I see you. The information for their weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2-metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs daily on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. We'll be putting our news items on the news tab on the ahars.au website going forward. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73s from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night's Northeast Radio Club meeting saw us given a detailed report on the recent de-expedition to Flinders Island, located in the Great Australian Bight. Paul, VK5PAS, and Grant, VK5GR, told us about their activating the IOTA and WWFF on the island, and they contacted many thousands of DX stations on various modes and various bands. Now, Paul, Grant, and their companions on this expedition did a marvellous job conducting this activity, and we thank them wholeheartedly and look forward to their next expedition. Now, the Northeast Radio Club Picnic in the Park brought out many amateurs and their antennas. Everyone was in awe of Paul, VK5PH, and his antenna launching with a slingshot, getting dipoles up into the trees. And Bob, VK5AK, had his diamond vertical fired up, and Peter, VK5PRO, showed off his homebrew vertical and loading coil. And this event was a commemoration of the contribution of Lloyd, VK5BR, and John, VK5NX, to amateur radio, as it was their respective funerals held on that day. Now, the catering went very well, and there was lots of ham and egg rolls, and tea and coffee, and great amounts of socialising. So there's going to be another one of these events being planned, so stay tuned for more info. And now here's the news that I know you've all been waiting to hear. So Lunchalot has selected a venue for the 5th Friday lunch next Friday, the 31st of May. And we'll be all gathering at the Bridgeway Hotel at 12 noon. Now the Bridgeway Hotel is at 18 Bridge Road, Paraka. So come along next Friday with lots of thirst and appetite and plenty of stories to tell. So don't forget that, the 5th Friday lunch, next Friday at the Bridgeway Hotel. Well, that's all we've got for this week. So don't forget to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.